FBI fails to provide record alleging criminal scheme involving Joe Biden. By Wendell Hussebo on May 22, 2023. The FBI failed to produce a record during Monday's meeting with House Oversight Chair James Comer, RKY, that allegedly details evidence of a criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Joe Biden, the House Oversight Committee confirmed to Breitbart News. The committee hoped the FBI would produce the record subpoenaed May 3. But the committee's staff left Monday's meeting regarding confidential human source reporting empty-handed. At today's staff briefing with FBI officials, the FBI again did not produce the unclassified record subpoenaed by Chairman Comer, an Oversight Committee spokesperson said in a statement. The Oversight Committee will announce next steps soon. In a letter to Comer on May 11, the Justice Department did not deny the existence of the record alleging a criminal scheme involving the president. The document, an FBI-generated FD-1023 form, allegedly details an arrangement involving an exchange of money for policy decisions between now President Biden and a foreign national. Comer reissued the subpoena following legally protected disclosures by a whistleblower to Senator Chuck Grassley's RIA office. The deadline was May 10 for the DOJ to submit the document allegedly in the agency's possession. But Christopher Dunham, the DOJ's acting assistant director in the Office of Congressional Affairs, told Comer that such information was sensitive law enforcement material and refused to readily provide it, a letter obtained by Breitbart News shows. Watch, White House Spox dodges question about Chinese payments to Biden family, I'm just not going to even respond. After the DOJ stonewalled Comer, the Oversight Committee staff met with FBI on May 15. Comer characterized that meeting as troubling due to the FBI's failure to disclose whether the FD-1023 form exists. The FBI agreed to meet the committee's counsel the following week on May 22. The FBI's delay in producing a single FD-1023 form is unacceptable, Comer wrote to FBI Director Christopher Wray on Friday. Notwithstanding these difficulties, the committee will continue participating in the accommodations process in the hopes that the FBI will change course and begin discussing accommodations that will meet the committee's needs. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.